This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop standing with Walter Yerkew and Mike Rickband on 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Check us out, the number is 75radio.org. That's 75radio.org. We are red hot and rolling this 23rd of November 2024, and we got a hell of a show ahead of us. Anyways, as usual, we're going to start off our greeting. Walter, how are we doing tonight, my friend?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I am outstanding. Mike, how are we doing, my friend?
Doing great, brother. Glad to be here.
Outstanding. Anyways, like always, we want to say hello to all of our special listeners, including Little Billy Keebler and the men and alleged women of the Onondaga's New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Savers. Also, we want to say hello to New York's finest, New York's bravest, New York's boldest, and our special listeners living on Long Island in the 2nd Congressional District. First order of business, as always, we read the names of members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in line of duty. Fortunately, this week, again, we have no names to read off. Last week, I couldn't get to the website. This week, no officers or deputies were murdered in the line of duty. Stay safe, one and all. Anyways, our first story has to deal with 7-5 Radio. Last night, yours truly and our lovely spokesmodel, Danella Rodriguez, attended a fundraiser called Glamour and Glitz DC. It was a fundraiser for the We Will Survive Cancer and the Children's National Hospital in Northwest Washington, D.C. Anyways, this event was sponsored by world-famous and patriotic fashion designer Andre Soriano and also one Gayela Bynum, who's a friend of the show and friend of yours truly. So, anyways, I knew our friends Tammy Faye and Bree Crenshaw would be there. I wasn't sure if Danella would be there. So, you know, I said, I'm going. I was able to get press credentials because this is a radio show. And I was like, all right, if I see Danella, great. If I don't, great. So Danella posted a picture on Instagram of the venue, and I'm rolling up. So I walked aside, took a picture of the venue, and sent it to her. I was like, oh, three guests where I'm at. And she texted me back, like, please leave me alone. Why are you here? Just stop bothering me. I'm just kidding. She said, stay right there. I'll be right down. She was surprised to see me and shocked and happy. But anyways, so we got there. She looked absolutely amazing. I looked like myself. Anyways, her and Tammy were part of the fashion show. Andre is a fashion designer, and he had a fashion show. And so Danella walked the runway. She looked absolutely fabulous. I was like, wow. I took some film. I was videotaping it, and I was sitting next to Bree Crenshaw at the dinner table. I yelled, there's Danny. And like, Bree. And here comes Danella walking down, and she's you hear my voice over the music. Everything sounded awful. So I had to think quick. So I said, you know what? I need to put some music to this when I upload it to social media. So I said, I want an instrumental song. Elmer Brothers came to mind, but which song? So I came up with High Falls, which worked out perfectly. So and then right behind Danella was our friend Tammy, and I did the same thing. I didn't say anything, but I used She's a Rainbow by the Rolling Stones, and it worked out perfectly. So as usual, I also wanted selfies with the 7-5 Radio spokesmodel, and for some reason, I was nervous as hell. I must have took about 100 selfies with this poor lady, and she usually has to take the selfie because I suck at it, but I was nervous, so I was so nervous I thought I'd screw up, which I did. So she had to take the selfies again. So anyways, so at the ceremony, there was Andre Soriano talking. He talked about how we went down to Mar-a-Lago and how this is a Trump country. And also, special guest Joey Vella, who I guess is an entertainer of some sort. Thing about Joey Vella, she is all about Joey Vella. She really didn't interact with people. She was mugging for the cameras, just acting like a fool, like a real fool, not like me. And, you know, she was also talking about Trump becoming the 47th president, which is great, but we're in Washington, D.C., where Donald Trump is as popular as a flatulence in an elevator. So I was like, kind of like, okay, you really don't know the crowd that you're speaking with. So, and also Ms. Vella gave the blessing for the food. And again, she mentioned Trump and saying, oh, God bless Donald Trump and this, that, and the other thing. And mind you, we are in Washington, D.C., where nobody voted for Trump except for a handful of people. But anyways, Ms. Vella, she wore a new Trump dress made by Andre. And it looked like a Trump flag stapled to a sports bra. It wasn't very flattering for Ms. Vella. So anyways, so Danelle looked absolutely fabulous walking down the runway. I got some great video of that. I took about 100 pictures of this lady. And then it was time to dance. So the 75 Radio spokesman all wanted me to get on the dance floor. So I obliged. And I was absolutely horrible. Put it this way, folks. Donald Trump is a better dancer than yours, truly. But I took tons of pictures of Danelle. I was the official photographer for 75 Radio Spokesmodel, which, you know, is not too much of a burden. I mean, it's about as tough as being told to drink Jack and Coke and listen to Led Zeppelin. And for once, I was taking pictures and not being a stalker because I was on duty. So, anyways, just great time had by all. Danelle looked outstanding. Tammy looked outstanding. Even Brittany Crenshaw, who wasn't part of the fashion show, she looked great, too. And a bunch of other people part of that attended, friends of the show, friends of yours truly, and especially friends of Danelle. It was a great, great time. And, again, I can't thank Danelle enough for just, you know, putting up with me, taking the selfie, and, you know, being part of 75 Radio. But anyways, before we hit our first commercial, Walt, what say you about 75 Radio invading the Glamour and Glitz fashion show?
Well, I think it's good. It shows another side of you that, you can be around real people, you know. I think you did very well. I mean, you were dressed well. You know, your haircut, you know, still looks pretty good. It's a good look for 75 Radio. Just didn't see your hands. You painted your nails. Yeah.
You had to go there. No. I mean, I mean, I was posting all night on social media, and if you go on the website, just gorgeous picture of Danelle. No comments about the spokesmodel, how good she looks?
Oh, yeah, she's a wonderful-looking lady. Absolutely, for being in that part of the country. I mean, that part of the country ages a lot of people very quickly. But she seems to enjoy it, and more power to her.
Right. Right. Anyways, Mike, what say you about me and Danelle attending the Glamour and Glitz show?
And the Danelle and the rest of the girls all looked amazing. It really did look like a beautiful event. It really did. And even you were cleaned up really nicely. I was impressed. I really was. And, you know, I heard your defense attorney is actually pretty happy about the fact that you were actually doing work there. So now you got one less charge of stalking on the docket for him to fight. So, I mean, that's a good thing too.
Well, anyways, another point, Danelle and these gorgeous ladies are sitting on the dance floor and I'm doing my Trump dance. I'm literally doing the Trump dance, and put it this way, Donald Trump danced better than me doing his dance. So this one lady's doing the funky chick and a funky monkey or whatever. She had her, you know, butt in the air, and Danelle walked up and smacked that behind. I was like, oh my God, that's something I would do. But I was like, yep, okay. She is 75 Radio. But anyways, I can't thank Danny enough. I can't thank Andre enough and Gayella for having us. And also everybody, all the friends of 75 Radio coming out and taking over the place. But anyways, hopefully we have more function that way. Danella did like my new do, so guess what? I will be keeping my hair short. So anyways, anybody got anything for before we hit our first break? Anybody?
Were you wearing a thong under a suit?
No, I'm not wearing a thong.
My goodness.
You gotta bring that up. And anyways, when we come back, we got Liberty News Radio making history. Also, Joe Scarborough is a cuckold. And our new sponsor on 75 Radio. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back. This is 75 Radio.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting done staring at Danilla's Instagram account. Here's more 75 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerku and Mike Reichbrandt. Last week, we brushed over the fact that Caroline Leavitt is becoming the press secretary under President-elect Donald Trump. Anyways, we just brushed over the fact that we interviewed the future press secretary for Donald J. Trump. Anyways, I just want to go over how everybody involved with Liberty News Radio made this happen. Real quick, I got a call from Sam Bushman saying that Ms. Leavitt will be wants to come on Liberty Roundtable. She's at CPAC. I'm at CPAC, so he wanted me to get my rig together for so she can talk online to Sam. So he said, all right, just set your thing up. Just stand there. Don't do anything. Don't say anything. Don't mess this up. Just stand there in case something goes bad. So, okay, gotcha. So then I get a call from James Edwards, which is rare as Haley Comet, because as much James and I text each other, he doesn't like to call anybody. So he called me and said, hey, Sam Bushman's got Caroline Leavitt coming on tomorrow. You need to be there. And so it's like, yeah, I already talked to Sam. He's like, don't say anything. Don't do anything. Dress appropriately. Make sure you're cleaned up. And, don't F this up. I was like, all right, he knows me too well, too. So I said, all right, well, this is going to be big. So I got Danella involved. I laid out my clothes and took a picture and said, Danella, what should I wear for tomorrow? I was like, wear this, and wear this Rolling Stone tie. I was like, gotcha. So Mike Reichbrandt was also involved. He had two wonderful friends of his, Brenda and Diane, show up, and they wanted to see what real radio does. So I said, no problem. So I made Diane take my phone and take pictures, and Brenda had it, I made her go find a chair for Caroline. So whenever something happens, I become the foreman and put people to work. So the interview went off swimmingly. Nothing went wrong. I just stood there looking like a dope. Diane took plenty of pictures of me just standing there and standing next to the lovely Ms. Levitt. And then we hit a grand slam in the World Series, or we scored a winning touchdown at the Super Bowl. Then enter one Walter Yerkew. I post this on Facebook, like just one of the proudest moments of Libby News Radio. And Walter replies, WTF. So, Libby News Radio just won the Super Bowl by a touchdown at the end of the fourth quarter. And Walter Yerkew spikes the Lombardi Trophy in the parking lot. So that is us in a nutshell. Walt, what say you about being part of history?
Well, you know, I've been part of history before. It's something I do every day. Yesterday was some history. Day before was history. So I'm involved in history every day. It only takes a day to get here.
Right. Mike, what say you about being part of history and having your friends assist the 7-5 radio and making this happen?
It's pretty awesome, right? I mean, don't get me wrong. It is. She's going to be phenomenal in that role. So I think it's pretty cool that we actually got to be there for that in some sense, for the show, or you got to be there for that in some sense, with CPAC. That's really an amazing thing. And Walt is definitely legendary, so I definitely agree he makes history every day.
Right. Anyways, you know, it's a huge accomplishment for us because we're a bunch of ragtag, bunch of misfit radios sprinkled all over the United States with no money. And we landed an interview with Caroline Levitt. That's just absolutely amazing. She had to walk by a whole bunch of people on Radio Row to talk to us because we had no space on Radio Row. I was more or less a glorified squatter. Had to make up a story why I was on the list and why I'm sitting down by the men's room, but it worked out great. And you know, we have to ring it. We got to toot our own horn because nobody else is going to do it. But anyways,
when is she supposed to be on the round table?
Say what?
When is she supposed to be on the round table?
No, she was. No, this was at CPAC in February. She was on Liberty Roundtable with Sam.
Oh, I thought she was coming back. Okay.
No. We'll see, because CPAC is coming up sooner than later, and I'm working on a after party at the Gaylord Resort, but it's going to be in the lobby. Everybody bring your own booze. But typical scoop half-ass party. But anywho, moving right along, Joe Scarborough made the news. Him and his wife number three. This week, when on Morning Joe, or last week, admitted that they went to Mar-a-Lago to meet with Donald Trump. Now, to me, this is the biggest crock of crap since Memogate with George W. Bush. Because for years, Scarborough, his wife, and Donald Trump have been beefing with each other. Scarborough has called Donald Trump Hitler, a Nazi, he's deranged, he's this, he's that. And, you know, this has been going on for years. And then Donald Trump went on Twitter making fun of Mika Brzezinski, who had a bleeding chin after a recent visit to the plastic surgeon. So this has been going on and on and on and on between Scarborough, Brzezinski, and Donald Trump. But they came out and said, like, yeah, we mended things up with Donald Trump. To me, this is nothing but just a cuck move. How you going to, you know, beef with somebody that, you know, insulted your wife and that you called every name of the book, but you're going to go kiss his ring? You know, to me, that's nothing but survival, because the ratings of MSNBC, the ratings for Morning Joe have gone in the toilet. NBC is looking to sell off MSNBC and a couple other networks, get them off the payroll of NBC or Universal or Comcast Universal NBC. And not only just sell the whole network, but get these people out of Rockefeller Center. So you have Joe Scarborough and company at some god-awful studio, some public access studio up in the Bronx doing whatever version of MSNBC. But you know. But kudos to Donald Trump because, you know, he's very savvy because he's got these two knuckleheads crawling their hands and knees, kissing his ring, kissing his ass after, you know, beefing for years because he can use these people. You know, if he's got you want something in the House to pass or the Senate to pass, he can call Morning Joe and, have people watch him. Because people in D.C. do watch Morning Joe, even though it's about 100,000 people nationwide. Most of them live in the D.C. area. So I think it's kudos for Donald Trump for letting Joe in his house, kiss his ring, and, you know, just be a cuck. Because Joe knows that Trump equals ratings. Mike, what say you about Joe and Mika kissing Trump's ass?
I think you nailed it. They know Trump equals ratings, and I think the recent election made it very, very clear he's not going anywhere anytime ever, and that it's time to, you know, come down off the BS and, you know, get down to real work. I guess Scarborough has always been that way, though, right? He flips so fast, it's amazing. You know, it's ridiculous. As far as MSNBC is concerned, I really, truly hope what I'm seeing happens and Elon Musk and some other investors get together and actually buy the MSNBC, you know, that would be absolutely epic.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. Which one is the real Joe Scarborough, the one that cozies up to Donald Trump or the one that calls Trump a Hitler?
I don't think we've seen...
I think the one that calls him a Hitler.
Yeah, oh. I don't think we've seen the real Joe Scarborough yet. That remains to be seen, in my opinion. You know, him and Mika, whatever her name is, went down in Mar-a-Lago and did the, it was like paying homage, people are looking at it, or kissing his ring, and people looking at it. You know, Trump's a regular guy. He's the most powerful man in the world right now. People are looking to him for, you know, guidance and looking to him for support. He's giving it, you know, every day is something new with Donald. Nobody expected this to happen, number one. Number two, and his reaction to it is 100% correct, okay? Which absolutely drove the rest of the left batshit crazy. They can't keep up with it. You know, they just can't. They can't fathom it. But they will start to fathom. So I hope they buy MSNBC. You know, I hope they move and MSNBC in a better direction. We hope that they don't badmouth Hillary. We hope they don't badmouth Bill Clinton anymore, okay, or Schumer or Pelosi. And they probably won't because they said they're trying to change a new leaf. So we will see the true colors. You know, you can't change overnight. You know, we all know. Redemption takes a long time. You have to prove yourself. So hopefully, this will flatten the curve, as they used to say. Remember? But Donald Trump did exactly, 100% the correct thing.
He did the correct thing by letting Scarborough and company in the house?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, how else do you get to know your enemies better than when they come to your house for breakfast?
Right. Well,
good point.
That's why you're part of 7-5 Radio. But going down memory lane, you guys remember when Michael Savage had a show on MSNBC?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he was at 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, and he was a ratings juggernaut. But of course, look how far they've fallen. But I'd like to see Elon Musk buy MSNBC, and maybe hire us on MSNBC, but maybe call it something else. But anyway, say what?
That's the plan, brother.
Right. So, anyways, I'll reach out to Elon in between commercials. But when we come back, we'll talk about our new sponsor, Whoopi Goldberg or Whoopi Smollett, and TikTok doesn't like Scoops Dead. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 7-5 Radio. Take it away, boys.
Pro
proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Emotions riding very high. Police in a Massachusetts town are now blaming a very serious mix-up for the fatal shooting of a pet dog. Correspondent Norman Hall has more on the story.
Police in Northridge, Massachusetts say an animal control officer shot and killed a pet dog after receiving a report of a coyote. The dog's owner, Kirk Rumford, says his pet was a year-old husky named Odin.
My dog, if anything, looks like a wolf, and there's no wolves in Massachusetts.
Rumford says Odin was a lovable klutz.
He was just cute and he loved everybody.
But Northridge Chief Timothy Labrie says the animal control officer felt threatened.
When it got within 10 yards, he shot and killed it. And then upon approaching it, learned that it had a collar on, a shock collar and a flea collar. So he obviously, that's when he said, oh, geez.
Labrie says the pet should have been on a leash. The officer won't be disciplined. I'm Norman Hall.
Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting now more than one dozen people have been sickened by E. coli poisoning, apparently linked to recalled ground beef.
U.S. health officials say the outbreak began in Minnesota after state officials reported multiple illnesses and found that a sample of ground beef tested positive for a strain of E. coli. Nearly 170,000 pounds of the ground meat produced by Wolverine Packing Company in Detroit have now been recalled nationwide. The Department of Agriculture says the beef was shipped to restaurants, and even though the expiration date was last week, there are concerns the product might still be in restaurant freezers. This strain of E. coli is potentially deadly. I'm Jackie Quinn.
On Wall Street Friday, the Dow ending the week up 426 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Mr. President,
Senator from Kentucky,
reserving the right to object. I lived for 4 months in Asheville, worked at the VA hospital, so I have fond feelings for Western North Carolina. But the thing is the reason why we won't do this in a responsible way is because the Senate voted to send all your money to Ukraine. I mean, they voted to send $200 billion to Ukraine. I've been all over the mountains of Appalachia when I ask people, would you rather that your senators take care of you here in Asheville or here in Pikeville, here in Appalachia? Would you rather them send your money to Ukraine? I don't get anybody wanting to send a penny to Ukraine. Look, you can have all kinds of sympathy in the world for Ukraine, hostility towards Russia being the aggressor nation, but we don't have the money. We're $2 trillion in the hole. Interest this year is going to be $1 trillion. And as far as passing this, I'm willing to let it pass today. He's going to object to passing his own bill today simply because it gets paid for. I'm willing to let the bill pass, but take some of the fluff and boondoggle subsidies from the Green New Deal and put it into here. The money's sitting here. We put it into here for disasters. We help Asheville today.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial.
Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop standing with Walter Yerkew and Mike Raybrandt. We're talking about 7-5 Radio's newest sponsor. We just signed a long-term contract, and we get paid based on the number of units sold. And what I'm talking about, we're talking about Jaguar. If you look on our website, they have a brand new commercial in the. They're going with the theme of copy nothing, and I watched the commercial. I'm not sure what they're selling. Anyways, Mike, have you seen this commercial?
I did. I actually had the unfortunate experience of watching it.
Well, what are they selling? They're selling like ugly clothes for ugly people, or what? It doesn't say what they're selling.
It looks like they're actually trying to sell the woke mind virus. That's pretty much what it seemed like to me. I couldn't tell anything else that they were trying to sell.
looks like a marathon commercial for people with ADD or mental issues. So anyway,
it was more ridiculous than even the stupid cologne commercials you used to see on TV. I think were completely ridiculous. Put those completely to shame. It was absolutely awful.
Right, but let's hope this campaign is more successful than our partnership with Bud Light right after Dylan Mulvaney signed that contract. Well, what say you? You ready to go buy a Jaguar product, wherever that might be? Because I don't know what they're selling.
Well, if they had to put the COVID virus in human form, that's what it would be.
Right,
but, you know, people make this kind of stuff up and put it on television, you know, and for advertising and stuff. I don't know where these off the wall ideas come from, but he must have been really really drunk one night and took a dump in his dresser drawer and saw that the next morning, because it's just horrible. You know, it's just, you know, horrible. If they become a sponsor, I quit.
Well, we're in it for the long haul, sir. But I thought Jaguar stopped making automobiles and started making ugly clothes for weird-looking people. I mean, Jesus Christ. But I remember Jaguar having a reputation for selling luxury automobiles to upper-middle-class white men. There's an older gentleman in the group of, I don't know, Soul Train rejects, but you know, I doubt my father would be taking his hard-earned money and buying a Jaguar sedan or sports coupe. You know, this if I was a stockholder for Jaguar, I'd be very very upset. This is what you're doing to sell cars to older upper class men. You got a bunch of young people looking like looking like morons wearing multicolored clothes. I mean, gee,
I wasn't a fan of Jaguars. You know, as I was growing up, I always thought that they were for, you know, guys that were a little light on their feet, or guys that needed a trophy wife. You know, that's what I thought a Jaguar was for.
Yeah, that's exactly what the model the cars are, is for that older guy in his second marriage with a trophy wife. He you know, did good things in life, and he's celebrating. He's like, hey, look at me. He can't afford a Ferrari, so he'll go around in a Jaguar. But anyway,
or a younger guy trying to date Joan Collins back in the day, you know.
Right.
Yep.
But you know, But here's the thing. Jaguar should work on their instead of working on these woke commercials that says copy nothing, because trust me, nobody's going to be copying what that commercial looks like. They ought to be working on the craftsmanship and reliability of their automobiles, because years ago I was dating a young lady. Her father bought a Jag, and it was always in the shop. The joke was you need two cars, a Jaguar and the other car when your Jaguar's in the shop. But anyways, let's hope people go out and buy Jaguar so 75 Radio can make some money, because we lost our shirts with Bud Light. Any final thoughts before we move on to our next segment?
Jaguar's just trying to be the new sponsored car for the they-them crowd. They're trying to, you know, get Priuses out of the way.
Right. But you think people are going to be buying these things? Like, because here in D.C.,
no.
You got, first 10 years ago, it was everybody's driving a Prius. Now everybody's driving a Tesla. So now that Elon Musk is a Trump supporter, he's going to be part of the administration. I wouldn't be surprised if Tesla sales in the Washington, D.C. area go down to, like, zero. But do you think people are going to idiots going to go out and buy Jaguars because they got rejects from a Benetton commercial doing stuff?
Yeah, they probably will, which is ridiculous. But yeah, they probably will.
But is it going to increase their market share? Well, that's the main thing. Because look who buys Jaguars.
Not really.
Look who they're trying to. Yeah.
Not really.
Sell a couple more. While the rest of the world rejects Jaguars, he is. A couple more units here in Washington, D.C., maybe San Francisco and New York. But anywho, somebody that might, all right, moving right along, somebody that might buy a Jaguar is Whoopi Goldberg, or I should say Whoopi Smollett. Last week, Goldberg claimed that a Staten Island bakery would not provide her with cupcakes for her birthday because of her politics. Holterman's Bakery in Staten Island, New York, claimed that a boiler went down and that they could not promise the order could be delivered on time. So eventually, later in the day, somebody called up the bakery in Staten Island from The View. It wasn't Whoopi Goldberg, it was somebody else, and they were able to provide the cupcakes. So Whoopi had to be all drama about it, announced the news on The View that this bakery would not provide cupcakes. And one of the other nags in The View had to be extra and spit out the cupcake on live TV. And they had the box of Holterman's right on the table. And so I guess Whoopi's another victim of God knows what. But the people of Staten Island don't mess around. They're the F around to find out type of crowd. So as Whoopi doubled down on being a victim of, I don't know, God knows what. Staten Island rallied around Holterman's bakery, including the borough president, the councilman, somebody from the state government representing Albany, and one of the members of the Holterman family saying, like, "Hey, we had a boiler problem. We couldn't make the pastries, and once we got the problem fixed, then we were up and running again." And kudos to Staten Island for telling Whoopi to go pound sand. Mike, since you're closest to Staten Island, have you ever been to Holterman's?
Actually, I have, yeah, once a while back, but yeah, great bakery.
So they got good products.
Their business is blowing up now. They blew up when she did this.
Right. So I don't know. Maybe Whoopi's a secret investor of Holterman's, but you know that's what's funny. Like people, you know, like Bud Light and Jaguar, they go all woke, and their product share goes down, and then you got Whoopi saying, "Oh, this place is screaming against me because of my politics," and everybody, they're making money hand over fist. And then if you go on a website, I couldn't get the up. I guess the website is down for, I imagine, a bunch of traffic. But if you can order Holterman's at area code 718-984-7095. That's 718-984-7095. What say you about Holterman's and Whoopi?
Well, we all know what I would say. Everybody knows what I would say about this. I agree with Mike 100%. You know, however, on the flip side of the boilers not working or the ovens, you know, not working, like a good bartender tells a drunk, "I'm not going to serve you anymore. You know, you're just too drunk." Like a good baker, I would say to Whippy, you know, I'm not going to give you any more cupcakes. Your ass is too fat as it is. You know, so, you know, they would probably be doing her a favor, you know, well, not the rest of the world, to keep, you know, Whoopi alive for, a little longer for that one date without cupcakes so her arteries don't get that much harder on that day.
Right.
So, yeah, she turned into a disgusting person. I wasn't a Whoopi fan or fanatic. Even in her early days when she was a comic, the fact still remains that, she's living off of HBO specials with Robin Williams and John Belushi. So that's where she got her fame from. But she really turned into a piece of garbage. When Joe said was talking about garbage, he was talking about her and Joy Bale and Sonny Hostin.
Anyways,
shout out to Holman's Bakery.
Right. Anyways, we'll come back. Talk about TikTok does not like Scoop Stanton. Stay tuned, everybody.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
Attention collectors and savvy investors. We are excited to announce a momentous evolution in our journey. Introducing Free Water Coin Company, formerly known as Rust Coin and Gift. This rebranding takes us back to the very roots of where it all began, Free Water, Oregon. It's a tribute to the legacy of Al Rust and a celebration of three generations of dedication and excellence in the world of coins and precious gifts. Al, Brian, and Jake Rust standing strong through 64 years of service. Discover a world of exceptional service at Free Water Coin Company, your premier destination for genuine, honest money and precious gifts. Under Brian's expert guidance, Free Water Coin Company, building on the legacy of Rust Coin and Gift, continues its tradition of trust and excellence. Visit us at our Provo, Utah location. Explore our treasures online at rustgoldandsilver.com or call us at 801-377-1574. Free Water Coin Company, where your future is built one honest coin at a time.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. And during those very important commercials, I was doing my due diligence and checking out the Instagram account of 7-5 Radio spokesmodel, Danella Rodriguez. Follow her at danella.fitnessmodel on Instagram. I was actually looking at a clip she posted of me, of her. Kudos, Danny. Our last story talks about me and TikTok. A friend of mine suggested that I go on TikTok to help promote 7-5 Radio, which I have. And, last night's fashion soiree, TikTok was blowing up. But here's the thing about TikTok and other social media outlets. It's not free speech. I was doing a segment on TikTok with another creator. We were talking about politics, and we talked about the Trump assassination attempt. And he said, "You think it was a conspiracy?" I said, "No, because if Trump that bullet moved 1 millimeter another direction, or he moved his head, you know, totally different outcome. It wasn't a setup." So I got pulled. I got suspended from TikTok again. I also got suspended for hate speech while I'm doing live content. And then, so I'm doing tape content. I'm talking and then uploading 60 seconds to a couple minutes. And I talked about Russia launching ICBMs. I got pulled again. And then, you know, not to be outdone, years ago, Twitter suspended myself and Walter Yerkew. Walter did absolutely nothing. I just mentioned him to this guy talking some trash. And I just said, I'll break your neck if you're not needed breaking. And this snowflake of an author reported myself and Walter, who did absolutely nothing. Same thing with Facebook. Facebook, they like to delete contact, censor contact, throw it off the algorithm, and also YouTube. So anyways, I came to the conclusion that one of the best outlets for free speech is none other than radio. Here on 75 Radio, we say things just off the cuff, out of our minds, and we just go with it. We are not supposed to use the 7 dirty words on television, but some of us slip, Walter. But we, you know, we're the only place left because it's got to be independent radio. Because if you go on these big talkers, you talk the wrong way about one subject or another, such as Israel, then you're done. Or race relations, you're done. But independent radio is where it's at for free speech, and it's been around for 100 years. Mike, what say you about getting thrown off of TikTok and being part of the last bastion of free speech in America?
I've been thrown off most of the social media sites at one point or another. I've been blocked or restricted or locked down on most of them at one point or another. Not yet on TikTok. Barely haven't posted anything there yet. And radio is—it's crazy to think, but yeah, it is. It's really become like the last bastion of like free speech. Although Elon has really turned X into that as well. But you know, really, legacy media of all kinds have pretty much died off. They're really not any kind of real interpretation of anything. They're just propagandized talking points. And if you go against the grain on that stuff anywhere on social media, other than maybe X or on radio, honestly, on radio, then you're going to get shut down. And even on radio, you have your show. We have the show here. We do. And it's Liberty News Network, so it's great because we can actually speak the truth about things. But most places, even on radio, you can't do that anymore.
Right. What say you about free speech? I know you've been censored throughout your life.
Well, people try to censor me, but it doesn't. If they think they did, and it makes them sleep better at night, that's fine. But nobody censored me. I try to be careful what I say, to whom I say it to, and my public speaking and such. But, sometimes it's just simply appropriate. And it's plain English. It's not that nonsense that Kamala would spew out. It's not a word salad. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And getting offended by what someone else says, they didn't write the Constitution about feelings. They wrote the Constitution about rights. And there are words that are considered bad words, curse words, cuss words, as you put it, words you can't say on television. But listen, television's come a long way. They're saying a lot of stuff on TV. So, Mr. Trump has had rallies where he's used the F-bomb. Because, when you're making a point, sometimes you just got to send it home.
Right. Right. You're absolutely right. And, it what's funny is that, we'll talk to other, Mike, for a fact, we'll talk to other media personalities and you guys are too whatever. We got Walter Yerkew from the 7-5. We can't do. Or it's like, you guys talk about this. No, cannot do. But again, we don't care. But we're going to do what we want to do. I mean, yeah, we, you know, other, you know, say like, you know, that one of the big talkers won't pick us up, but guess what? We're not going to sell our souls. Because it, here's another thing, gentlemen. If you listen to other shows on Monday or Tuesday, they will say, they'll be talk about our talking points. They'll first read about, you know, about our news stories, and then you'll hear our talking points. So people do listen to us, not just us, but also the Suspol in Libby News Radio. So kudos for us. But it's, I mean, hopefully with Donald Trump, the FCC could get off of people's back, and then hopefully Elon Musk buys MSNBC, or whoever buys MSNBC makes it a free speech forum. And that the feds will not go at talk with social media, tell them, oh, kill this story, i.e., the Hunter Biden laptop. So we'll see what happens. But we're still going to be here. Think about this. We operate this outfit on no money whatsoever. But we're still here and we're still growing. Meanwhile, they're paying Rachel Maddow $30 million, and she had to take a $5 million pay cut. For less than a million viewers, I mean, what kind of crap is that? That's just bad decision making, throwing more bad money after more bad money. And who watches her other than, you know, people in Northwest D.C., people on Manhattan Island, in parts of San Francisco and Los Angeles? That's horrendous. But you know, as much as I'm proud of what we do here on 75 Radio, it just makes me mad that nobody's willing to take the chance on us. Because, I mean, we have the receipts. Yeah, we will clown each other. You know, somebody might be painting toenails or wearing something inappropriate at a pool party, allegedly. But we have the receipts. Also, we are organic. I don't know what these two guys are going to say at any given time. And when Charlie Duff comes on, he doesn't know what he's going to say half the time. But anyways, I digress. But, you know, I can't. I'm very happy where this show is going. We're growing every year, and that's why I say, you know, stay there, people. Hey, if you have a product or service, please get a hold of us. And we got a real sponsor I'm talking to on Monday. I'll keep that off air, but I'm not gonna say anything until we get something going. Because whenever I mention something big, oh, we got this guest coming on, we're doing this, we're doing that, if it falls apart. Very quickly, so I always keep it quiet until the last possible moment. But again, if you have a product or service or business that you want loyal people to patronize, get a hold of us, because our advertising rates are dirt cheap. Those who don't have a product or service, call your local affiliate, say, hey, you got to get these guys on, because frankly, we smoke everybody out there because they're doing just garbage radio. Well, I'll give you the last word. We're coming to our close. What say you about us, free speech, and where we're headed?
You know, we're heading in the absolute right direction. You know, we're going to have an AG. Even if Matt Gaetz was still in the game, we're definitely going to have an AG. And Pam Biondi will follow the law, not like the way that Kamala was going to follow the law. But really follow constitutional law. I believe that, you know, she'll do a good job and the rest of his crew that he's putting together. You know, I think they'll all get put through on their nominations and on their track record. And I wish the left good luck with advertising that Kamala's going to be their girl again in 28.
Wow.
That's going to be a joke.
Mike, what say you? We got a couple seconds left because we usually cut off Walter.
Walt nailed it, man. We're on the right track. We're going to bring back actual freedom to the country. I'm here for it. I can't wait.
Outstanding. And then, you know, we got Christmas coming up. We got the New Year's coming up, so I can't wait till 2025. Like I said before, I'm planning the 75 Radio After Party at CPAC. It's going to be in the lobby of the Gaylord. Bring your own stuff. You know, I'll have my brown paper bag of a certain brown beverage. But anyways, that's the end of it. For Walter Yerkew and Mike Reichbrandt, this is Peter Scoop standing. Reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you in a couple weeks. Bye, everybody.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.